Optima Health presents The Wellness Payoff, how to begin a successful incentive-based corporate wellness program. Rising healthcare costs are being discussed in boardrooms, union halls, office lunchrooms, and family kitchens. This issue was central to the 2008 presidential election. Most agree that something must be done to control costs. But there's little agreement about how to tackle the problem. One thing is for certain, business and consumers have much at stake. The rise in healthcare costs is linked to an aging population, demand for high-tech diagnostic and treatment options, expensive pharmaceuticals, and astronomical damages paid in medical lawsuits. Unfortunately, employers have little control over these factors. What they can influence, however, is a single factor that has the greatest impact on overall cost: employee wellness. More than 75% of healthcare dollars are spent on chronic conditions such as diabetes, obesity, cardiovascular disease, and asthma. Most of these conditions are preventable through positive health habits. Employee wellness programs can encourage the kind of behaviors needed to make important lifestyle changes. While many companies have had wellness programs in place for years, often these programs achieve only modest success. Typically, they're designed to appeal to employees who are already committed to their health. The largest cost savings are possible when employees with the greatest health challenges are motivated to make good choices. These employees have chronic diseases brought on by poor lifestyle choices. So how do you get employees to participate? Should you use the stick approach and penalize them for undesirable behaviors such as smoking and obesity? Studies suggest it's the carrot approach of rewarding employees that successfully changes lifestyles. Often that takes the form of reduced insurance premiums. Optima Health has made employee wellness a priority for more than 25 years. Over the past 2 years, Optima Health partnered with its parent company, Sentara Healthcare, to design an incentive-based wellness program for its 20,000 employees. This program, Mission Health, has proven to be very successful in reducing healthcare costs while improving employee health. While researchers nationwide have reported returns of $3 saved for every dollar invested in employee wellness plans, Mission Health has demonstrated even more impressive results. Over the past 2 years, this program has returned a stunning $6 for every dollar invested. From implementing this program, Optima Health has learned much about what it takes to create success. And they've made strides in motivating employees to take control of their health. Here are some of the most important takeaways from that experience. First, offer all programming with top-down support. If top management isn't on board or only paying lip service, it won't succeed. Employees need to see their leaders participate. While human resources or the benefits office can implement the wellness program, managers must be visible supporters. If the CEO is out of shape, not exercising, and eating a poor diet, that must change. It's about walking the walk. Next, develop an effective communication plan featuring involvement from upper management. Communications drives the wellness program. Wellness can't be something you talk about once a year, but rather a culture change. That means posting signs encouraging employees to take the stairs rather than the elevator. Consider providing information on the nutrient content of food in the cafeteria, and publish stories about employees who've made successful changes in their health. That's what Mary Reitzel did. She's an executive assistant at Sentara Norfolk General Hospital. Mary gets her exercise at lunchtime by walking laps in the hospital hallways.
They've mapped out an area in the hospital, and it's about 0.5 mile per lap. And so if you do like four little laps, it comes out to be 2 miles. And at first, I only was able to do a lap. And then recently now, I'm able to do a complete 2 miles. And I try to do it in about 20 minutes. That's to get my heart rate up. I feel great. I'm healthy, and I'm healthy for the first time in years.
It's also important to offer employees health screenings to measure vital numbers, including cholesterol and blood pressure. With the Mission Health program, Optima Health requested employees complete a personal health profile. This questionnaire asked for blood pressure, cholesterol levels, height and weight, tobacco use, and frequency of exercise. To make it easy for employees to provide these measurements, Sentara Healthcare offered health screenings. Providing on-site screenings is key to obtaining this data to establish benchmarks. Next, offer health coaching for your employees. In its wellness program, Sentara Healthcare provided coaching by telephone to employees who needed to improve their risk factors. In 2 years, employees made significant improvements to their health, and many employees credit the health coaching as an important motivator. Sherry Harris, a patient advocate at Sentara Obese Hospital, credits her own health coach with helping her make many positive changes.
She's a wonderful human being. She talks to me about my doctor visits. She emails me when she needs numbers to make sure that I'm staying on track. She's interested. She's caring. And that customer service piece really just makes me want to continue to be a part of this. Not to mention that because Rose asked me for my numbers, I always want to have them. So I make sure that I don't miss my doctor's appointments, which is a good thing because at one point I wasn't going to the doctor like I should.
It's essential to provide meaningful financial incentives for your employees to make changes. Sentara Healthcare offered annual premium discounts of $550 for employees with low risk factors or to those who agreed to work with coaches. While any reward is helpful, research has shown that wellness plans offering incentives of at least $450 per year are the most successful. Optima President and CEO Michael Dudley explains.
We tried this same idea with another large group a few years ago, and the incentive was less than $100. It wasn't enough to get the employee motivated. The incentive is worth close to $500 a year. And we found that you have to get up to something over $400 a year before the employee really is incentive to act and behave differently.
Perhaps most importantly, a wellness program should provide disease management for employees with chronic illness, such as diabetes and heart disease. Employees with chronic illness are the most difficult to motivate. They also represent the most potential cost savings. Sentara Healthcare found that 80% of its healthcare costs were coming from 20% of its employees. Helping these employees get control of their health not only improves lives, but is essential if employers want to maximize healthcare savings. To reach this critical group, Sentara Healthcare provided them an additional $460 in incentives. These took the form of credits to help offset other medical expenses. You can use many other strategies. Offer healthy alternatives in vending machines. Encourage employees to take stretch breaks. Provide stress management or employee assistance programs. Instill a tobacco-free campus. It's also important to recognize and reward even the smallest advances employees make in personal health improvement. Optima Health can help employers implement successful, cost-saving wellness programs in their businesses. The suite of wellness programs called My Life, My Plan can be adapted to any size employer. Employers can build their own wellness plan from a variety of award-winning programs addressing common and costly health issues such as cardiovascular disease, diabetes, asthma, obstructive pulmonary disease, and tobacco use. To help curb behaviors, employees can choose nutrition or exercise classes and a health library packed full of useful information. Other components include personal health profiles, lifestyle coaching, case management, and after-hours nurse advice lines. Westminster Canterbury on Chesapeake Bay is a senior living community in Virginia Beach. Lorraine Mahone, Vice President for Human Resources, talks about her company's recent decision to partner with Optima Health for its employee wellness program.
We felt that it was time to take the next step because we needed to know more about those programs and whether they were going to be effective or not. And Optima had the resources in the My Life, My Plan program that would help us with that. So we partnered with them, and we were able to put this more formal program in place. We are very serious about wellness. It's not all fun and games, but there is a serious bottom line to this for both them and for the organization.
Employers interested in improving their employees' health while reducing healthcare costs will find many more resources at OptimaHealth.com/wellness.